knee sucking, toe pulling, and reincarnation. You guys, we are talking all that and more on Kardashians Weekly, so stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
What is up, you guys? I just had to do that for that intro. I hope you guys are having an amazing Sunday night. I know we are. Every time we get together, it is like communion. We have so much fun.
It's a good time.
But you guys, we're here to be talking about the Kardashians. The episode titled Soulmate Searching. It was a very intense episode, but also just very fun. And, like, it wasn't very emotional. We just had fun with it, and it was nice. But we're going to be talking about the episode, of course, giving you guys some news and gossip for tea time, and then playing our fun game, Gram Glam, where we vote on the best Instagram photo of the week. I have my lovely panel here today. How are you?
Hi, happy Sunday. I am Nakia Bonet. And if you guys are in the chat, give us a shout, and I will shout you guys out.
Hi, guys. I'm Howard III. Just kidding. I'm Zach Peter, and I'm glad to be here. Next week, I'll be Dakota T. John.
Yes. You're just, like, hopping. Like, you're just like, I will be whoever I need to be this week.
Whoever's not here this week.
I'm here.
I'm the fill-in.
I love it. I love it. And I am Dakota T. Jones, and we are just going to break this down. Like always, we just jump right in. No foreplay. Let's just go.
No foreplay.
No lube, okay. Just deep.
Oh, shoot. All right. Okay, okay. So I think it was kind of funny how this episode opened up with basically Mason telling Courtney the things that she could do better to be a better mom. And it was stay off of Instagram or stop doing the Instagram thing so much, curse less, and stop being so strict. And she really took it serious. She's like, you know, when Mason told me the ways that I was failing him as a mom, I'm like, no, it just, like, I thought that was really funny.
That was really cute. And, like, to have a little kid tell you that, because, like, I think parents forget that kids, though they're really young, they pick up on everything you do and they watch. And Mason has cameras in his face now, so he gets it. His parents are two famous people. So I love that he's very vocal and he's like, yeah, maybe if you put your phone down and get off Instagram. And I love that he's a little person, like, a child telling her to, like, calm down on the curse words.
I love
that.
He's
so cute.
I wonder if he says them, like, whenever no one's looking.
I'm sure.
Probably.
Like, my mom says this, so I can say this, you know?
Yeah, when she's not around. Like, I just want him to watch, like, all the old episodes of, like, his dad punching mirrors and his mom, like, feeding her breast milk to people in Miami. Like, I want to know what Mason thinks about all of that. And then he can give them notes.
Honestly, a spin-off of just the kids reacting to their parents.
Oh, that would be
Kardashian kids react to old episodes.
Oh, my gosh. I think that could really be something.
Yes.
Yeah. And then this whole Courtney Scott reading was just so uncomfortable. And, like, you could tell Courtney was like, I didn't sign up for this. They were saying how they're soulmates and that if they wanted to, they could do a prayer to basically bring them back together to where they could possibly have a future together. And they're saying that they are both reincarnated from their past selves who were, like, royalty or high status people who had a falling out. And that's happening in this life, and they can change if they say this prayer. And they were both like, like, you could just tell it was awkward.
I think low-key, though, like, if the cameras weren't there, because Chloe asks what I always ask. I'm like, what about Sophia? Like, this is awkward.
Yeah.
But I think if those cameras weren't there, I think that they both feel the same. I think they both love each other, and I think that they're in a relationship where they would try it in the future, but I think because Courtney's dealing with who she's dealing with low-key, and Scott obviously has Sophia, I think because the cameras are there, they both were really awkward, like,
Yeah, that's an awkward conversation when somebody's telling you, like, this is your soulmate and you guys were together in a previous life and you're meant to be together now, but you have to make the decision whether or not you want to be together or don't want to be together. Then that's, like, a lot of pressure, especially with the cameras on you. But, like, I just want, like, somebody to tell me about my past life and tell me I was royalty and that it's going to happen again and my soulmate is, like, next door.
Yeah. Yes, that's what I'm waiting for.
Like, over
Where's
here.
My
Give
soulmate?
Me a reading.
Where's my soulmate?
Read
yes,
me.
People always, the singer Sierra, everyone's always like, Sierra, tell us your prayers. Like, I need for the person in Bali to give me that prayer so I can sit down with the ex that I love and be like, so here's the prayer. You read it, I read it, let's come back together. Here's the prayer.
I love that. But speaking, you were telling us about, you know, like, Sophia, the whole talk with Chloe. That was exactly what I wanted to hear, because I was wondering this entire time, like, what does Sophia think? Is she okay with you and Courtney being so close and having these conversations on TV whenever you're supposed to be with her?
She thinks, Scott, is this a good Snapchat filter? Yeah. That's what
you
she's
know
thinking.
What, though? I think, because...
Can you change my diaper?
Dead ass, because she's super young. I'm like, we can't even go to the club together yet, because she'll be 21 this year.
Do you like Kylie lips in this shade, or Jordy? Yeah.
No, dead ass, because... So, for those who don't know, her father is Lionel Richie. And Lionel Richie had a very shaky relationship with Nicole's mom, where, you know, him and Brenda were married, and he cheated and had an affair. So I don't know if, like, Lionel and her mom are, like, passing down things and being like, this is how you can do things better. So maybe that's why she seems so mature. I don't know. I don't live in the house.
Yeah.
Who knows? But I would think, I actually low-key live in her house. But I do think, like, you know, she goes online, Nicole Richie's her sister, like, maybe she's seen stuff like that. So maybe that's why she's like, look, that's your family. I got it. I don't want to get in between and do your thing. At least that's what I would hope, that her dad's kind of like, look, this is what I did. It didn't work out too great. Don't go down that line.
Absolutely. That whole thing was an interesting conversation, but I really want to get to the meat of this episode, which was the knee sucking, the toe pulling,
the meat,
the burping.
Oh, it made me so uncomfortable.
Sign me up.
And I like some weird stuff. Like, that was a bit much for me.
I just like.
Would you guys do that?
No. Literally, okay, so for those of you who haven't watched the episode, which I don't know why you'd be watching this if you haven't, because it's a recap network. But anyway, whenever he breaks out the straw, because I was literally thinking they're going to get into the thick of it. They're going to figure out their life problems, and it's going to be a reading. This guy pulls out a McDonald's straw and goes down on Chloe's knee and starts sucking and then spitting into a bucket. I'm like, what is he sucking out of her knee?
I listen, very interesting. Oh, I don't knock other cultures. I just thought it was, I'm like, wait, where's the knee? I wonder, like, where that bad energy comes from in the knee and the... I would have lost it. I would have just started laughing.
He's like, she spent a lot of time on her knees, but we just need to cleanse this energy from her. There's a lot of vibes that I just need to suck out of her to, like, you know, counteract all of
the bad vibes. I was like, the production team probably purposely set this up to mess with them. Or the people in Bali were like Chloe said, like, let's get these Americans and just mess with them, because Bali's really spiritual, because I always hear about people who go there and have all these awakenings.
So I would not be awakened with someone sucking on my knee. I couldn't do it. I'd be like, I am not awakened.
Oh, burping. I
mean, and like, at least use like a bamboo straw. Like, plastic is illegal in Los Angeles, homie. Like, we can't do plastic straws anymore unless they're like by request.
I know. I love it though, because whenever they were talking to Kim afterwards and she's like, homie kept pulling on my toe, and I was about to say, stop it. Like, that's like, you're pulling too hard.
I would have laughed.
Can you imagine Kim Kardashian just laying there and this like guy just like pulling on her toe?
I do love when he's like, I need some of your hair, and she's like, this isn't real. And he's like, what? She's like, I can cut my real hair. I was telling you this, what I like about Kim and like the rest of the family, they always do wild things, even if it's a little weird to them. They're like, you know what, let's just try it anyway. Let's jump into it. So that's, I like that about Kim. Like, you can tell she was cracking up and trying not to laugh.
Yeah.
And Chloe really wanted to find out some answers, and Kim's like, I don't know what's happening.
No, I love this episode.
This was a really good episode.
But let's talk about the burping for a little bit. Because
did not love that.
Nakia and I were watching together, and we see, you know, them sit down with this guy, and then all of a sudden he starts just burping. And like, at first we looked at each other like, is this for real? Or like, did he just like have to get something out real quick, and then he's gonna finish on with the sermon or the segment or whatever he's doing, the bit. And he just kept going. And, like, my favorite part was when they used, like, those blankets to put over their heads. And they were way more chill than I would have been about it.
I would have been like, done.
I would have honestly probably just started dying laughing and, like, might even, like, start convulsing and just have to leave. Because, like, Kim's face, you could tell she was, like, freaked out. But, like, why weren't they laughing?
I would have been laughing. Unless that was edited down. Or unless, like, they didn't want to offend the people. Because I don't know if I would have held it together. Like, they held it together. Yeah. I think low-key, though, they were messing with him. Because unless that's just a thing in their culture where when he burped the first time, I was like, oh, maybe he's getting out the negative energy. Yeah. But when it was the whole thing, I was like, oh.
Big Mac, I'm like, getting out the negative energy.
Wowzers.
It's like, can you do the alphabet? Like,
I'm just like, how did he have all of this in him, for one?
That's a lot. Like, that's a lot of gas.
It's a lot. I do want to say shout out to hashtag number one. I believe that's her name on YouTube. She said, best episode yet. It was quite comedic. Mm-hmm.
It really was.
It was funny. It was heartfelt. Like, you had vibes, you had emotions, and you had burps.
You had burps.
You had it all.
And then you had Courtney trying to show Scott how to do, like, some kind of moves, and she was so serious about it.
She was.
Those were her exercises, you guys. She was shuffling in the good energy and taking away,
like, literally
the bad energy.
The exact same thing happened to me before I was walking in the studio. There was a guy standing outside that was just, like, doing things.
I seen him.
He was, like, doing things outside on the corner, and I was just, like, literally did not make eye contact, and I was, like, pushing the button to try to get into the studio.
It was a mating ritual.
He was doing he was doing the same exercise that Courtney was doing. It was very, like,
Tai Chi.
Yeah, it was, like, Zen Tai Chi. And I was, like, what's he doing?
A mosquito's flying by, and he's, like, no, get out of my way. You know? Like...
But I, being who Courtney is, and being, like, you know, poosh, and she's super Zen, I can see her doing stuff like that, and even with all the rituals that they did. So I thought that was pretty cool.
I liked it. And then lastly, of course, they finally visited someone who was a
medium. Yeah.
And so...
She was a palm reader.
Okay.
A blind palm reader.
Blind palm reader.
Which is even more intense. Wow.
She can't see you, but she can see your loved ones.
Yeah.
That's a good slogan for her.
Yeah, right?
That is.
I'm going to brand... That's her Instagram tagline.
You're going to totally, like, help her out with this, I can tell.
I'm going to pimp her out.
Yes. But, yeah, so I guess that she says that, you know, the new son of Kim is going to be a reincarnation of Robert Kardashian, her father.
Not her brother.
Because
we don't need another
Rob Kardashian.
We don't need another Rob the second. But Rob number one.
Yeah.
Probably meaning, like, he'll probably look more like Mason, or probably more like her dad. And I think that's where the whole, like, I'm going to name my son, I'm going to give him a different name. Not the whole North Saint Chicago feel, but probably, like, Robert or Rob.
But probably, like, a normal name.
I hope it's...
Kenny, I don't know. I don't know where
John.
They were.
John Doe West.
You know?
John Doe. Like, John Doe.
John Doe.
Or, like, Don, because, like, Kanye's name is... Mom is Donda.
John Doe West.
John Doe West. I can
Rhonda.
See, like...
It's Rob and Donda.
Oh, Rhonda. There you go.
And you know she's going to be a lawyer. I see her doing this whole, like, serious thing now. Like, I'm going to law school. Well, not law school. I'm taking the bar. My last son will have a different name. Reincarnated to my dad. I thought that was cool, though, because imagine touching hands with someone who's blind and they can feel that energy and they can just read your whole life. And when she talked about the ring that her grandmother, Chris gave her grandmother's ring before the fight, that would have creeped me out.
I'm like, she's like, leave. Don't let anybody else wear it. I was like, grandma doesn't play.
Grandma's like, uh-uh, that's my ring.
Don't let any other sisters, I don't like them. Do not let them wear the ring. It's all yours. That's
yes.
It.
That was deep. I felt that one.
I was like, that's pretty funny. Grandma's like, if you're going to wear it on Instagram,
cool.
I need the clout.
Put it back in the box.
Make sure you're the one wearing it. Nobody else.
Well, probably because she knows, like, she gets rings stolen from her. Bad joke, guys.
Yeah.
Or she loses her jewelry. Remember the earrings?
Oh, man.
They fall in the water.
Yeah. Kim, there are people dying.
Yes, there are. There really are. But you guys, we have an incredible tea time news and gossip for you. So let's jump right on into that.
AfterBuzz TV News.
So something that I knew was going to be happening for a long time now, and finally it's like here. We thought it was going to happen, and then it's just been so many years that we're like, oh, it's never going to accumulate too much. But Scott Disick gets his own show on E! Titled Flip It Like Disick, where he will, like, it follows him on his adventures remodeling and selling celebrity real estate, which
is,
like, if he actually puts in the energy, puts in the time, and commits to it, I think it could be a really entertaining and really funny show.
Because Scott is really the entertaining factor on Keeping Up with the Kardashians. So I would definitely watch his show.
Yeah.
I would be in for it. I would love to see him with other celebrities and other people and remodeling their homes. Because Scott's pretty funny. So I'm here for it.
And he loves interior design. He loves, you know, buying and flipping houses. So he obviously has a talent in, you know, in flipping that I think, you know, we needed a show to replace flipping out.
Yes.
With Jeff Lewis.
I like it.
Shout out to Scott. I guess you can say kind of shout out to Kanye West. So Kim took to her social media and she says that her husband wants to start a church. She says, honestly, it's more like a healing experience for my husband. It's just music. There's no sermon. It's definitely something that he believes in Jesus, and there's a Christian vibe. But there's no preaching. It's just very spiritual Christian experience. My question for you guys, should it be called church if it's nothing to do with church, or should it just be come have a good time at Kanye's?
Come have a good time, because when you put the name church in it, it confuses a lot of people because you're expecting to go and be spiritually fed.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you're expecting a sermon and to be poured into. And it can be like a musical. It's a concert.
Yes.
It's a gathering of people who want to feel good and want to feel something. But it doesn't seem very religious to me. And I don't think it's healthy to mainstream religion like that.
I agree.
I don't know. Because meaning the way that he is portraying religion is not religion in its truest form.
Right.
So it's like he's mainstreaming a warped view of Christianity.
Yeah. Well, I think, I mean, church already has a brand, and we can't just rebrand church all of a sudden. But I do think, like, religion is a very kind of personal thing, and everybody's spiritual journey is kind of their own path. And I think that's why we, you know, live in a culture where we can have so many different types of religion and different, you know, even variations of Christianity. We have Catholicism, and we have, you know, all these different forms of certain religions. Do I think Kanye West's version is a religion? I don't think so. Yeah. I think he's trying to, you know, make it a little more spiritual than it should be. But, like, I think it could just be, like, you know, barbecue with Kanye and, like, you know, vibe.
Because that's the only, I think it would be, I like what he's doing, because the only reason I said that, I'm like, he's singing songs, but they're old 90s songs. So he's just remaking it. It's not like he's singing, like, spiritual songs. But I think it'd be cool if he marketed, like, vibes with Kanye. Mm-hmm. Come and have a good vibe. No negativity. No talking bad about people. No phones. No nothing. We just come. We listen to music. And we jam out. And you leave having a good time.
Sounds,
you
guys, like a fun
Kanye,
time.
Kanye, you can hire me. I'm here. So bring me on board. I'm here to, you know, do the vibe for Kanye.
I'll take on blind mediums. And Nakia can take on.
I don't know if I'm ready to get into sermons. Any. Like, I'm just going to have, like, I'll find my own calling, because you guys can do all of that, but that's not going
to
be me.
Just with the vibe, nothing to do with God.
I'm going
to
be the burper.
Yes.
That's what I'm going to do. That's going to be me. I'm going to grow a beard. I'm going to put beads in it, and like the guy did, and just, like, burp and put blankets over people's heads and call it a
that's
night.
A heavy vibe. And Miss Khloe Kardashian is also putting out some heavy vibes, you guys. Aww. She posted a very heartbreaking message on her Instagram story, because Khloe loves to do that. She posted a quote that said, "The saddest thing about our story is that we could have made it work. If you cared about me like I cared about you, you would have fought for me, but you didn't. So it's clear I was right every time that I told you that I loved you more. You always denied it and said you loved me more, but I guess now we know."
That's so interesting, because I think that was a mistake that was put up there, because that's actually what I posted on my Instagram the other day.
Oh, that's what you put on your Instagram.
I knew it was
so
you.
I don't know how I got in the rundown. I'm so sorry, but wow.
Dakota, I knew that was yours.
You knew it.
I knew. I was like, Dakota wrote that. Not Khloe.
I wrote it. He was channeling his inner Khloe, you guys.
Your
and
face.
Feeling her heart.
When I said that, you were like, what?
Dakota's been pranking us all day, but I'm starting to get used to Dakota now, where it's like, no, it wasn't.
But in all seriousness, it is heartbreaking. It really is. Like, when she said that, I was just like, oh, like, she pours her heart and soul into her relationships and really gives it her all. And I do not understand why it's been allowed for her to be with these people who just take advantage of her, and it just really breaks
her heart. She has to change it up, though. She has to be the one. Grandma said it. You have to now put your destiny in your hands, and you have to now deal with different type of men and focus on your heart and who you deserve you should get, the love you should get. I can't speak. Good night.
You know, I feel like my heart really does hurt for her, because it took a lot of gall for her to stand by him after the first cheating scandal and to, like, have everybody think that she's an idiot for staying by him, you know, when, you know, once a cheater, always a cheater, and they threw all that, or they said that that's what she deserved based off of her previous relationships. And I think, you know, she stood by him because she genuinely wanted to stay strong for her daughter and have a strong family foundation for her child. But, like, it's just, you know, it's unfortunate that at the end of the day,
I feel like it weren't for her daughter, like, if there was no child in the picture, she would have not stuck around with him. She's been with men who cheated on her in the past, and she always leaves. And so I feel like that would have been the same case with Tristan had they not had a child together. She was trying to hold it together for the family and be a family and give True a mother and a father relationship, you know, that raised her together. And they can co-parent, but I think it's healthy for Khloe to not be with him anymore, because it's not a good... He's not proved himself over and over and over and over again.
Yeah. I mean, his first relationship, that was an example, so...
Oh, it breaks my heart. But... speaking of trash, like Tristan, we're going to talk about Blac Chyna, because she said that she was accepted by Harvard by saying, "School is going to help me take things up a couple notches. People are always talking about me. Might as well talk about the good." And apparently she, like, gave them a acceptance letter or something, like posted an acceptance letter, or her lawyers like put it out there, gave it to TMZ or whatever. But then Harvard came back.
Harvard with the clap back.
Harvard was like, Harvard Business School Online has not admitted nor provided an acceptance letter to a person named Angela White.
Oof.
How embarrassing. Like, how much more embarrassing can she do for herself?
That's I like Blac Chyna, and I hope that this was a mistake. Because
you're trying.
No, you know what it is? I like Blac Chyna, and I, on the other show, I do a show on Black Hollywood Live, and we talk about a lot of reality. So, and this was one of the things we talked about, and I said, you know, I know she wants to do the right thing right now. Her and Rob are working on things. She's trying to be a good mom with her kids. I just want her to take a step back off of social media and just be Angela and to not do these things where maybe by accident someone sent in a letter, because that's embarrassing, and I would hope that she wouldn't want to scam people and think that they wouldn't find out. I just want the best for Angela, girl.
When has she never tried scamming people, though? Let's be honest.
But look, you, what's the word? What the Forrest Gump used to say? Scamming is as scamming does. Like, I don't know if she ever really tried to scam people. I just feel like sometimes people try to live into this whole social media world, and it just doesn't work out for them. So that's why I hope that...
I knew she was shady when she tried to trick me with those waist trainers and that detox tea. I was like, no, girl, I'm not buying anything. I unsubscribe to this vibe. And Harvard's motto is Veritas, which means truth. And she ain't about that life.
Yeah.
Aw. I'm here for you, China. She's
gonna rob you of your...
rob.
Just like I'm gonna curate the vibes for Kanye's new church... Angela, China.
Rebranding.
I got you. I'm going to rebrand everyone that's on the Kardashian bad list. Talking about rebranding but not rebranding, Kim Kardashian and Kanye West stepped out of Travis Scott's birthday party, and Kim was looking fabulous as always. And there was a fan behind her, and a lot of fans were really confused because it was her husband, and he was just how can I say this? Like, he was doing laundry that day and didn't care about his outfit. But what I do love is that they're matching. A lot of fans were confused because they're like, is this Kanye's new clothing line? But it just looks like he just woke up. She looks great.
I know. I think it was funny because whenever you sent this in the group chat, I posted, this is totally me whenever I... I'm like doing the walk of shame into McDonald's after they messed up my drive-thru order, and I'm going back in to be like, you guys gave me the wrong thing. That's what I'm wearing.
The red leather pants or Kanye's outfit?
Kanye's outfit. Definitely don't have any red leather pants to wear.
I mean, I think she looks great. She is just, like, giving me so many vibes. I mean, Kanye does, you know, he looks like a, you know, a broke college kid that, like, is still wearing the same sweater that, you know, got bleached a few times.
Like, I like it because that's how I dress. I dress very homeless chic. That's my thing. But if I'm her, I'm like, can you please get out of my frame, please?
Yeah, she told Courtney when they went to Asia. Yeah.
Exactly. Courtney was great.
Yeah, she's like, go ahead real quick. I'm going to get a solo shot. I'm like, if that's not me.
But I feel like, do you think she did that with her husband? Like, babe, can you please walk behind me?
Yeah.
Not with me.
I'm going to get a solo shot.
I mean, we know Kim can be a little shady. So she also posted a photo of some snake jewelry, which conveniently was posted when Taylor Swift dropped her new single, Me. And there are some snakes in this jewelry. And we know that she and Taylor have a previous beef where, you know, she has called Taylor or insinuated that Taylor's a bit of a snake because she doesn't always tell the truth when she's bashing her husband in the media. What do you guys think? Do you think this was a jab at T-Swift?
Absolutely, because allegedly it was posted at the exact moment that the video dropped.
That is shady. And I want to say yes as well. At first, I was like, oh, maybe she's not even paying attention.
Oh,
but they
is.
Are so in touch and in tune with social media.
Yeah.
They know that Taylor Swift is one of the biggest stars in the world, no matter how you feel about her. And she knows and her team knows. And I think that was very shady, but very funny.
It is funny, but I'm all about Taylor Swift. I love her so much. So, like,
Sag Life. Hey, Taylor.
I love
Taylor. Yeah, Kim was definitely being shady with that.
Oh, yeah. this next thing is probably my favorite Kardashian Jenner moment of the week. So Kendall Jenner posted this incredible family photo of all of them, and then Kendall is literally the only one without a child, kind of looking off into the distance like, haha, what's going on? And so she posted this photo on Instagram, and then if you swiped left, the next photo, which we have, is a meme that says, pregnancy is in the air, me.
That is me with the bag over the face.
Plastic bag. I'm not trying to catch pregnancy.
Listen, because it's definitely in the air.
It's in the air.
That's one of my favorite photos because I then posted that photo and I was like, this is me with all my family and friends. Every time I go back home, they all have the kids and I'm sitting there like, what's for brunch?
You're like, I hope there's bottomless mimosas.
That's what I'm looking for. That was really cute.
No baby Kardashians for you.
Yeah, she's like, I'm good. Speaking about more funny photos on, well, not really funny, but really cute photos on Instagram, Khloe Kardashian posted a naked bottle. As we know, Kim Kardashian has the fragrance, KKW fragrance, and that's the only thing that she posted. So fans were like, hey, it's Khloe doing a collab with her sister, and is Khloe gonna have her own perfume? Because she kind of left it mysterious.
She left it mysterious, but I do believe that this is Kim's body. So if Khloe was going to do a collab, I feel like it would be of Khloe's body. And I'm not sure if that's Khloe's body.
I don't think so. I think that is Kim's. Maybe she was just saying, I'm wearing my sister's perfume today.
Maybe. But it's a light, it looks like a light purple shade. So I'm not really sure if that's a new one or
probably a filter.
Filter.
Khloe likes the pinky purpley filters.
Yeah. That's true.
That's her thing right now. And the sisters always collab, which I think is really cool and smart, where they hop on each other's like makeup and doing this. So maybe she can do
a variation of KKW body, colon, revenge.
I like that.
Colon, despair. I hate Tristan.
Well, I'll buy it.
I love KKW fragrance, and I know Kanye West loves it, too. And Kanye West is also loving himself some JoJo Siwa lately.
Siwa.
She's so cute.
So we saw her surface on Kim's Instagram because she was playing with Little Miss North. And she also recently ran into Kanye because I guess they were both rehearsing right next to each other.
Aww. Like, okay, that's cash.
You know, they kind of, maybe they're doing like a sermon together. You know, maybe this Sunday they might do some type of collab.
Hey guys, it's JoJo. We're going to church.
Like, oh, I couldn't do it.
She's a gold digger. Yeah.
Dakota.
Hey guys, what's up, JoJo Siwa?
But I was gonna say, look how big Kanye is smiling. He doesn't really smile so like that.
He loves JoJo.
Unless like he's with like Jay-Z, Kim, like people he really loves.
JoJo. He's smiling and bigger than JoJo North was.
That's what I was like. I think he's enjoying JoJo. She's cute and she has that energy. So maybe she kind of brings that out of him where he's like, you know, she's a kid. And
could you imagine a collab between the two of them?
No.
Like a song.
Poop de scoop. And she's like, hey! And he's like in the background. But I feel like he definitely was excited to meet her. And I think that he wishes that he was going to be in the video with North. And I think he just loves that his kids love her.
Mm-hmm. Dakota.
He got some clout.
Tears. Dakota should be a comedian for those who don't know.
Thank you.
He should do stand-up comedy.
I would be terrified. Oh my gosh. But speaking of terrified, we're going to get into Glam Glam.
Because we're scared of them photos.
Oh my goodness.
Because I'm sure when Kim saw that some bikini photos were leaked of her, she was probably terrified thinking, oh no, is it going to be like Mexico? And they like edited them wrong and like had bad angles and the cellulite and all this stuff. But she looks great here. So this is Kim in her pink bikini that she was doing on a shoot.
She looks nice.
She wore an itsy bitsy teeny weeny
pink polka dot.
Little pink. No polka dot bikini.
she looks great.
She looks good.
I feel like this pink top has been used so much, like as far as like, you know, like the kind of Yeezy type of dress where it was like this and then like there was like her belly was showing and then, you know, it looks a lot like that. But of course we have Courtney and she's always showing some skin here in this robe situation.
Looking for my soulmate.
He's taking the photo.
Yeah, who do you think took the photo here?
Mason, probably.
Mason. Penelope, you're not doing it right.
If I have three children, one of them better learn how to take photos of me.
North knows how to get her mama.
Yeah, oh my gosh, I know. And Khloe looks gorgeous here.
She looks like Chris.
I was going to say she looks like a mom.
Oh, shoot, yeah.
She looks like Chris.
Give her some short black hair and call it a day.
Mm-hmm.
I love this photo. And then Kendall is actually promoting her ad with like moon toothbrush or something like that, which she posts a lot of ads these days. Yeah. Her posts are very like ad. Like
it's nothing really personal anymore.
Yeah. But I mean, I'd try this toothbrush out. And this photo is so funny. So this is Endgame. We have Iron Man, Captain Marvel, and then is that Stormy wearing a Thor costume?
It looks like Thor kind of.
Okay. I loved this.
That was so cute.
I thought it was precious.
I love the Scott Jenner fam.
Scott?
Travis Scott.
Scott. That's
like, like, where did Scott come from?
I know. But these are the photos of this week that were the best of the best. Okay. So now it is our time to vote on who wins the best Instagram photo of the week.
This is a tough one.
Three, two, one. vote.
Boom.
Kylie. Oh, we all picked Kylie.
All three of us.
I love her look.
Yeah. You're like, that's all.
That's it.
I love her look. I love that we don't get to see Travis, but we get to see her and Stormy. Exactly.
Like, part that's of me wondered if he showed up for the shoot or if this was literally, like, a mannequin or, like...
You know what? That's a good point. I liked it because I'm a geek and I love Avengers. I just seen it and I thought it was cute for the whole family to dress up, and it was Travis's birthday, so I thought that was cute.
I really want to see Endgame, and I'm just like, if any of you guys spoil it for me, I will have a fit.
Hurry up and see it, Dakota.
I need to.
No.
I haven't been seeing it. I haven't.
You know what's crazy, though, is I hate, though, like, I do hate it when people spoil movies, but at the same time, I hate it when those people literally don't watch it for like a month or two, and then they're like, "Don't spoil it for me." It's like, watch the movie.
You had a whole month. I'm the same way. I'm like, please don't. I do want to give a shout out to everyone that's in the chat. Please. Shout out to Andy Orzoco. Shout out to LaShawn Newman. LaShawn said Kanye smiling is a whole different person. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Raida Swahifi and hashtag number one. Thank you guys.
Andy Orozco is my friend. Hey, thanks for watching. But we love you guys. We love breaking it down for you every single week. Of course, we will be back next week. I wanted to take a quick moment to thank everyone for all the views that we've been getting on these videos. And our show Kardashians Weekly has been doing the best it's ever done. So thank you for that. We love you, and we hope you keep watching and breaking down each episode with us. In the meantime, where can everyone find you on social media?
Yes, you guys can find me on all social media at Kiki Boom Boom. And if you want some more reality tea on Sundays, Howard the Third and I, we do a show on our sister channel, Black Hollywood Live, called Back to Reality.
KK Boom Boom. What? I'm Zach Peter. You can follow me at Just Plain Zach all over the internet.
All right. You guys can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube at Mr. Dakota T. Jones. And next month on my YouTube and on iTunes, hopefully, I'm going to be dropping my first single, my first original music. I wrote this song. And I'm excited. So make sure you stay tuned. Thanks for the hype, Zach. Yes. I love you. In the meantime, we will keep up with you later.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.